So Harving over here, we're discussing the Rambam and Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim. And today we're going to discuss the Seder HaDvorim. It's in Siman Dalet. When Mashiach comes, the Maid of Yomeinu, Mashiach is going to accomplish Kibbutz Goyis, all the Yidden are going to come together, and also Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, what's going to happen first? Is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash going to happen first? Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, or Kibbutz Goyis, that Mashiach will gather all the Yidden together. How do you picture it? What's going to happen first? We all picture the coming of Mashiach. What do you picture? What happens first? All the Eden coming together, Teretz Yisrael, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Which one will happen first? Which one will happen first? When we come to Teretz Yisrael, there will already be a Beis HaMikdash, or we're all going to come to Teretz Yisrael, and then Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash? Or he'll first build the Beis HaMikdash, then we'll all come to Teretz Yisrael. That's what we're going to discuss now.
Yeah, it's going to automatically attach to this Mikdash, no? So where's it going to attach to?
And it says later that when the Matzah of Zohar,
in my dimion, if I was imagining, I would first imagine all the Eden coming together, and then Mashiach building the Beis HaMikdash. That would be my, if you asked me.
Does it have to attach to right away?
Yeah. Let's sit down. Let's learn what it says over here in the Mefarshim, in the Medrashim, and what the Rebbe says about it. So it's really a machlekes between the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma and the Zoyar. The Rebbe brings down that the Medrash says that first Mashiach will be mekabitz the Yidin. The Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma says Medrash Tanchuma. First will be Mekavitz, all the Eden, and then will be the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Like the Lashon is, Ein Yerushalayim Nivnis Achi Iskansu HaGolius. Yerushalayim Nivnis, which means the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, will only happen after all the Golius can come together. That's the sheet of the Medrash. First will be Kibbutz Golius, and then will be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. However, the Zoyar and others say that first will be the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then Kibbutz Golius. Like it says in Tehillim, it's Merumas in the Pasuk, Beine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanis. First is Beine Yerushalayim Hashem, we say it every day in Haluluko, Beine Yerushalayim Hashem, Hashem will first build the Beis HaMikdash, then Nitche Yisrael Yechanis. Only afterwards, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes will Hashem be mekabitz Nitche Yisrael. We look in the Rambam, we see twice in the Rambam that the Rambam takes on like the second sheet of like the Zoyar. Say in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim and the end of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam's lashon is bediuk, and the Rambam writes, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamid L'Hachzer Malchus Beis David L'Yoshna. Mashiach will get up and bring back Malchus Beis David. Then the Rambam says, "Ubeina Hamikdash, Mashiach will build the Beis Hamikdash, u'mekabeit nitche Yisrael, and he'll be mekabeit nitche Yisrael, who gather together the Yidden." So if you look in the Rambam tells us klar that the Seder Hadvarim will first be Binyan Beis Hamikdash, not the way I imagined. First will be Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and then Kibbutz Golis, then mekabeit nitche Yisrael. Another place that Rambam says when he speaks about the simonim, how to know who Mashiach is, Im Yamid Melechim Beis David, he says, and one of the things that Rambam says is Im Osa Vitzliach Ubano Migdosh Bimkeimei, and he built the Beis Hamikdash, Bekibetz Nitche Yisrael, and he was Mekabetz Yidden. So then the Rambam says, so the Rambam tells us that again, the Seder Advarim will first be Binyan Beis HaMikdash and then Kibbutz Golis. So the Rebbe in the Sikhe, in Tovshin Mem Zayin, it's brought down a Simen Dalet. In Tovshin Mem Zayin, in Siv Gimel, the Rebbe brings down that everything that's going to happen, Lo'osid Lo'voi, is Tolui Yema'aseinu V'avidaseinu Kozva Meshach HaGolos. We know everything that's going to happen when Mashiach comes through our Aveda now. That means this, that Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And this, that is going to be Kibbutz Goli, is all this is going to happen through our Aveda now. And if there's two days in the order, that means in our Avodas Hashem, there's two ways. Because the Rebbe gives us a klal, and it's used in what it says in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that all the revelations that's going to be when Mashiach comes, the spiritual revelations, all the Gashmi sticker things that are going to come, are all going to happen through our Avodas Hashem now. So if La'asid La'avei, there's going to be these two inyonim of Kibbutz Golias and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And this 2 days, how they're going to be, it must be in our Avedas Hashem. We have these two concepts of building a Beis HaMikdash and being Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael. And there's two ways of us doing it, which bring these 2 days that what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So what's the lesson that we could take now in our Avedas Hashem to have both being Beis HaMikdash the way the Rambam writes it, and then Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael? Or, like the Medrash says, first have Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael and then being in Beis HaMikdash. So in short, what's the lesson we could take from the two shittas in our Avedas Hashem? Which are not just the lesson, it actually is the Siva, our Aveda that actually brings it. So the Rebbe brings down that the difference between Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael and being in Beis HaMikdash is Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael is dealing with the Yidden, with people. Mashiach is going to gather all the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. That's the avoda in the person. Boina Beis HaMikdash is the avoda with the world. He's going to take the physical world and elevate it. That's what being Beis HaMikdash is. We take stones and we make out of it a holy place for the Eivishter. So really there are two avodas that we have. There's the avoda that we have in ourselves and the avoda that we have with the world. And every person, every one of us has two avodas. We have an avoda that we have to work on ourselves. And we have an avoda that we have to work with the world. In the world, including in the world, is objects and also other people also. Even another yid, legabayas, is considered the world. Ourself is the person. That's the way the Rebbe is going to learn the Heira and the Sikha. And how we deal with anything out of us is the way we're elevating the world. So being Beis HaMikdash means we're transforming the physical world into a place for Hashem. That's, we're dealing with the world, making the world a place for Hashem. Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, gathering the Yidden, is we're working on ourselves, is the person himself. That's the way the Rebbe learns. And the Seder the Rebbe says, the Seder, Apisvara should be, the Rebbe says, is, L'chaira, just like you would imagine first, all the Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the imagination. And then Mashiach building the Beis HaMikdash, that would be your imagination. In Svara also, Navedas Hashem, that would also be the Svara. The Svara is first you deal with the higher level, with the Medaber, and then you come down all the way to the Daimon. First you elevate people, and then you could elevate the physical world. In the Lashon of the Gemara, or with a person and other people, is k'sheit atzmecha v'achach k'sheit achedim. The Gemara says, first deal with yourself, and then deal with other people. You know, someone's trying to fix someone else up. You say, first fix yourself up, then you'll fix someone else up. So that's what we're going to learn, that the Rebbe is going to speak about in the Sikh. So in Svara, you first do deal with the person, and then you deal with the world. That's the Svara. And that's the svar of the Medrash that says, first Mashiach will gather all the Yidden. First you elevate the people, and then you could go on and elevate the world. Then you could go build the Beis HaMikdash. And this question, do I first deal with myself, elevate myself, and then only then will I be able to elevate another Yidden, elevate the world? Or do I first start with other people in the world, and at the same time try to work on myself? Or even afterwards, this question has, you have rayas from different Maimore Chazal, this way and this way. And then just to speak out a few of the rayas, it says that you're not allowed to eat before davening. That's the halacha. Unless your eating is to enhance your davening, to help you have kavana, like by us. we eat in order to daven with kavana. But other than that, you're not allowed to eat stamazeh before davening. You're only allowed to drink water. So the Alter Rebbe explains in Lekut HaTorah, he says, a merdika loshen. How can you elevate the food if you yourself are stuck down here? It's like you want to pick someone else up. You can't take someone else out of a pit if you're still in the pit. You first have to get out of the pit. Then you could schlep someone else out. So before you davened, he's still connected to Eilam Hazeh. He's connected to the physical. So how is he going to elevate the Michael to the Eivishter? First you daven. We elevate ourselves to the Eivishter. Our interests come that we want to be interested in the Eivishter. Then we could go and eat and elevate the food. Yeah, then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. But that's a unique case. The normal Seder is first you daven and then you eat. That's a normal Seder. A person is sick. Nowadays we're very weak. So we have to eat before davening. Well, you learn a lot of chassidus. Whatever the reason is, so we eat before davening. But the normal Seder is you daven and then you eat. And Altareb explains, because you first have to elevate yourself and then you could elevate the Welt. Or in the Lashon of the Gemara is first fix yourself, then you fix others. That's one Seder. However, we find what Alter Rebbe writes in Torah Eir, that by through Maisi Hatzdoka, through helping another Yid, Begashmis or Beruchnis, Nase Meichi Velibe Zakin Elefam Kocha. What would take you 1,000 hours takes you only 1 hour. That means when you want to work on yourself, on your own Midas, or on your own Moyach, on your own understanding, the way to do it is by helping someone else. If you're going to wait till you're perfect, it's going to take too long. Not only is it going to take too long, the other person is waiting for you. But even for you, it's going to take too long. If you want to hurry up your own, help another Yid, and then your own Aveda will go faster. That means through helping someone else, you really are going to help yourself. So the question is, what Aveda is supposed to be first? Am I first supposed to deal with the world and with someone else? Or am I first supposed to deal with myself? This Maimonides Chazal Azoy, the Rebbe says a very interesting thing. There's always a klal and a yetzim naklal. There's always a general rule, and then there's an exception. And the Rebbe says this is the difference between the earlier generations. This is the difference between the earlier generations and the later generations. In the earlier generations, the Rebbe said, the normal average seder was, you first deal with yourself, and when you're on a high level, then you could go elevate someone else. That was, unless there was a yetzim nakla. Unless bashkocha protis, you see the Eibusher sent you someone that needs fixing. If it came to your hands, that's a message from Hashem, bashkocha protis, that this is your shlichus. So then you have to do it. If it comes to your hands, then it's a yetzim nakla. But otherwise, you first work on yourself, and then you could go work on someone else. However, the Rebbe says, in our generation already, the Rebbe Rashab, especially the Fidik Rebbe, already told us, the Fidik Rebbe told us, that in our generation it's switched. In our generation, the normal average way is, you don't wait till you finished working on yourself. You first help someone else. That's the way it is nowadays. And the Rebbe said, it's not just what the Fidik Rebbe said. It's what the Fidik Rebbe actually did. He took shluchim. He didn't wait till they were perfect. And he sent them to help other Yidden. And through that, they helped others grow. And through that, they grew also. That's the Seder in our generation. So really, both of these shittas have a hayro in our Avedas Hashem. The shita that you first gather the people and then you build the Beis HaMikdash is the way it used to be. And the shita, you first build the Rambam, you first build the Beis HaMikdash, you deal with the world, and then he's going to elevate the Yidden, is really our generation. It's very interesting. So, our generation is like the Rambam. If we speak in our Avedas Hashem, in our generation, we first build the Beis HaMikdash. We first deal with the world, Maisehu Iker, we help another Yid, we make another Yid grow, and then, together with that, that helps us grow. As Isaac the Rebbe. And the Rebbe speaks about this in many different places. The Rebbe kocht in this word. that you can't wait till you're perfect and then help someone else. And the Rebbe says, why should the other person lose out because you didn't fix yourself up? That's why you should lose out.
How does the
Beis HaMikdash,
talking Beis HaMikdash, how does that refer to the world?
Yeah, you tell me. How does being Beis HaMikdash refer to the world? Yeah, mile the world. And what's Mekavis Nitzchi Yisrael?
Right?
And Mekavis Nitzchi Yisrael is elevating the person. So the Rebbe's Mechadish over here, in the being Beis HaMikdash, is not only included the physical world, but also includes another Yid as well. Another Yid, in comparison to you, is part of the world. And that's why you first build a Beis HaMikdash, we're first in the Mekad of another Yid, even before we finish working on ourselves. And then Yekavis Nitzchi Yisrael, then you'll have even more koiches to continue working on yourself. So the Rebbe says, fine. In our generation, the normal order is, like the Rambam, that first we build a Beis HaMikdash, we do what we have to do. If we're holding by there, if we fixed ourselves up, or we didn't, we build a Beis HaMikdash, we do what we have to do in the Welt, with another Yid, and then we try to Yekavis Nitzchi Yisrael, we work on ourselves, with that Keiches. Nasan Mechav Libizak and Elof HaMikoch. The Rebbe says, so there has to be a lesson in Avedas Hashem, in our generation also, Teiriz Nitzchis. That means even in our generation, there's a lesson from the Shita that says, first Yekavis Nitzchi Yisrael, first you gather the people, and then you build a Beis HaMikdash. So in our generation, how we take a lesson from that Shita, from the Medrash, that you first work on the person and then you work on the world. In our generation, how are we going to take that lesson? True, there are, the Rebbe says, Yechidi Skula, that have that Aveda, but that's not for the normal person. In our generation, it's Farkeret. The normal person has to first work with the world and then with himself. So, the Rebbe says a Meir de Gizach. This is what the Rebbe says in Eis Dalet. The Rebbe explains in Eis Dalet that really working with someone else, there are two concepts when you work with someone else. It's two concepts, and really it's two efanim, how you approach another Yid. When you approach with another Yid, you're doing two things. One thing is, you're helping him. You're mekabit nitche Yisrael, this Yid was farvorfin. Not only he was farvorfin, but every part of him was somewhere else. And you're bringing him back and all his keiches back to Eretz Yisrael, to the Eibishter. You're bringing him close to the Eibishter. You're helping him. Now we're speaking that even nowadays, the protis, the klolus, we take on, very good. That you first build the Beis HaMikdash, you first deal with another Yid, and then you're Mekabes Nitzchi Yisrael. That will help you work on yourself. But in detail, even in this itself, in helping another Yid, we could take the lesson from the Shita that you first Mekabes Nitzchi Yisrael and then you're Beinu Beis HaMikdash. How? So the Rebbe explains, the protis, in detail, when you help another Yid, there's two aspects when you help another Yid. We're going now in detail. When you help another Yid, there's two things. One thing is I'm helping him. Another thing is, through that, I'm helping the world. By getting another Yid to put on tefillin, never mind him. Now, I'm bringing the Gula. So now the question comes along. When I approach a Yid, and I'm trying to be Mekarev into Yiddishkeit, well, how am I supposed to look at this? Am I supposed to look at this Yid like a Lulav and Esrik? What do I have a Lulav and Esrik for? Pshat is, I say, there's two things here. Have a Lulav and Esrik. And number two, I'm doing a mitzvah. Is that the way you look at it? Or you look at it, the whole Lulav and Esrik is here in order for me to do a mitzvah, right? My menorah, my matzah, my wine, what's it all here for? To do a mitzvah. So you could look at a Yid and say, this Yid, his whole purpose over here is that I could put him on tefillin and bring the gula. But besides that, I'm saying in my own words, I can gain feifen. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about him. I just care about the mitzvah I'm going to get out of him. I have to bring the gula. That's my whole agenda. This Yid, I put him on tefillin. Afterwards, Zayvin Gesund. That means all I'm interested is in the binyan beis hamikdash. I'm just interested in bringing the world salvation, elevating the world. I'm not interested in mekaves nitzchi Yisrael and elevating him. So the Rebbe says the lesson is the first step when the Friedrich Rebbe sent shluchim. The shluchim have to know the first step is our avoda is to be mekarev the person. And the Rebbe says say the yidin, and even the goyim to shavah mitzvahs v'neinach. And that's something for itself. That's step number one: be mekarev him, mekavets nitche Yisrael. That means in being. Of course, we already established that the first thing is nowadays we're supposed to first work on someone else. We can't just wait till we're perfect. But in working on someone else, we could take the lesson that we first have to be mekavets nitche Yisrael, then being beis hamikdash. Our approach has to be that he is a person, and we're helping him come close to the Eibishter. And what's negea to me is mekabit nitchi Yisrael. I want to bring him close to the Eibishter. And what's going to happen through this? Step number two is being based on Eibishter. Through this, not only I'm going to help him, I'm going to help the whole world. Bring the Geula. But the approach to get to that Geula is, so this is whatever takes the lesson from the whole, put the whole picture together. Of course, if it's a question, me and another Yid, so I have to know the other Yid is the being based on Migdosh, and he comes first, and then comes Mekabit Nitzchi Yisrael. That's in general what we take like the Rambam. But in detail, now that I'm being Mekad of the other Yid, how am I supposed to look at him now? I'm supposed to look at him as the Lul of an Esrik for me just to do the mitzvah, and then Chas V'Sholom, after Sukkot, the Lul of an Esrik, I make it in, right? Or no, Mekabit Nitzchi Yisrael, I want to bring this Yid close to the Eivishtir. That's what's Negev to me. The Yid is important. And then through that, being Beis HaMikdash, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash. That means in building the Beis HaMikdash itself, in being Mekad of another Yid itself, the approach has to be that the Yid is important. And I want to be Mekad of him. He's a Ben Yochid of the Eibishter. I want to bring him close to the Eibishter. And even a Goy bring close to the Eibishter, the Rebbe says. And through that, we'll come to being Beis HaMikdash. Isn't it amazing? Huh? Really applies, no?
Oh, yeah.